Ramban addresses one of the more difficult psukim in this week's parsha after the deception that Lavan throws Yaakov's way, that he of course ends up marrying not just Rachel, who he intended to marry, he marries Leah as well. The Torah describes after Yaakov finally was able to marry Rachel, Vayavol gam el Rachel, Vayehav gam es Rachel mileah. The Torah describes that Yaakov loved Rachel more than he loved Leah, which in itself is okay. We would expect that Yaakov in fact intended to marry Rachel over Leah. And the Torah describes that he loved her more. The next pasuk then says, Vayar Elokim ki snu Leah. Hashem saw that Leah was literally hated, and therefore Vayiftach es Rachma, and he opened up her womb. She had a child, Verachel Akara, whereas Rachel remained barren. She remained without children. Very difficult to understand that Hashem saw that Leah was hated. How, what did she do that a righteous person such as Yaakov, we could say about him that Hashem is saying, it wasn't even Leah herself saying she felt hated. Hashem is saying, the Torah says, Vayar Hashem ki snua Leah. How to understand that pasuk. So the Ramban brings two approaches as to how to understand it. He brings the approach from the Radak. The Radak writes that avada, this word, does not mean to be taken literally, that Yaakov hated Leah. What it means is whenever you have a situation of two women, two wives of a single husband, and one wife is clearly the favored wife, one wife is clearly more loved than the other wife will be considered snua. He tikra shnia snua kinegda. In relation to the first wife, the second one is called or considered snua. As the pasuk says that he loved Rachel more, lo susana, says the Radak. For sure, Yaakov himself did not hate Leah, but this was a little bit of an embarrassment for her, that she was clearly recognized or knew herself that she wasn't as loved as Rachel, and therefore Hashem saw her affliction, as she names her first son Reuven. Hashem has seen my affliction, and the Torah describes it as a snua, not that Yaakov hated her, just that in relation to Rachel, that's the way that it would seem. This approach would be echoed a little bit by the Or HaChaim, who writes, that's why the Torah says, Vayar Hashem ki snua Leah, that Hashem saw that she was hated. Nobody else knew, nobody else was able to tell. This was simply Hashem being able to see the way that Yaakov related to them, that there was a little bit on his level that she wasn't as favored. He's even going a little bit further than the Radak. The Radak writes that Leah was able to tell, it was embarrassing for her. The Or HaChaim seems to say even farther along this approach, that it was simply only in Hashem's eyes was he able to perceive that. But that's the approach that the Ramban quotes from the Radak. The Ramban himself, however, favors a little bit more of a harsher, literal reading of the pasuk that Leah was actually hated on some level. The Ramban himself writes that Yaakov had tainas against Leah. Yaakov had complaints against Leah because when the deception was pulled off by Lavan, Leah was not a passive participant in this deception. Leah was taken by her father and put under the chuppah. Says the Ramban, even if it would have been appropriate for Leah, out of respect for her father, not to yell and scream under the chuppah, which would have certainly been embarrassing to her father, even if common decency would have, out of respect to him, would have required her to go along with it. But, says the Ramban, at some point she should have told or hinted to Yaakov that this is in fact not the woman whom he's marrying. Says Ramban, not only that, then she went ahead and pretended the entire night that she was still Rachel. Out of the eye of the public, out of the eye where she might have embarrassed her father, she had the opportunity and did not in any way let Yaakov know that this was in fact Leah, not Rachel. Ulefikach lohi kira shiro sovaboka. That's why Yaakov didn't recognize her until the morning. Vilachain son of Yaakov. And therefore, Yaakov on some level, in the Ramban's language, hated, whatever, I don't know how to translate that, and their hate's a strong English word. But he had complaints that Leah was not a passive participant in the deception. She went along with it. And then the Ramban says, Hashem knew that Leah only went along with this because she so desired to marry such a righteous person and merit mothering the children of Klal Yisrael. And therefore he had rachmanis upon her, even though Yaakov had a complaint and a certain dislike towards her for what she did. But Hashem knew why she did it, that she only wanted to be part of Klal Yisrael. She wanted to be the mother of Klal Yisrael. He had rachmanim, he had mercy on her and gave her children. And the Ramban backs this up with a fascinating medrash. The Ramban says you find this in the medrash Kevin Shera Yaakov Maisim Sheram Saleya Vachoisa, that when Yaakov saw how Leah deceived her own sister, Nasan Daito Ligarsha, says the medrash, he had intentions to divorce her. The Kivon Shepakta Kadosh Baruch Hu Bibanim, but once Hashem saw that and gave her children, Omar Le'iman shall elu ani megarish. Can I divorce the mother of these children? That I can't do. So says the Ramban, Vayar Elokim, when Hashem saw Yaakov's intention because of her deception to divorce her, he blessed her with children so that Yaakov would say, there's no way that I can possibly do this. That says the Ramban, that she shouldn't be abandoned, and he blessed her with children that she should have it. That's a much more literal reading of the pasuk of Vayar Elokim, Vayar Hashem ki snuo leyo, that the Ramban takes, that Yaakov had complaints about her part in the deception, as opposed to the second approach that the Ramban quotes of the Radak, which takes a totally different approach, that really there was nothing there, it was only that in relation to Rachel, she was viewed that way, but certainly there was no animosity or complaints against her. But those are the two approaches that Ramban brings as far as understanding this pasuk. It should be noted the Gemara in Bava Basra is an entirely different approach as well. Chazal say ki snuo le'ah, that she was supposed to have been married to the one who is a sonoi. Who is the one who is a sonoi? Who is the one who is hated? That's Esav. And everybody was saying that Leah was a snuo. She was supposed to be married to him, and had she not been blessed with children, the Or Chaim gives this understanding of the Gemara, then everybody would have said, you see, she really was supposed to be for Esav, and she was inappropriately married to Yaakov. So Hashem gave her children so that people should realize that she is in fact entitled and privileged to marry Yaakov, but the snuah is an entirely different approach. It just means that she was supposed to have been to the sonoi, to the one who was hated. There's much discussion in the Mefarshim, obviously, on this very difficult and complex pasuk. But those are the Ramban's two approaches that he brings.